This episode is brought to you by Athena Health. Some healthcare IT companies have just begun to move toward connected systems. Athena Health started there. See how their innovative nationwide provider network enables the insights that drive better clinical and financial outcomes. Learn more at athenahealth.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, June 2nd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Germany prides itself on being a leader in science and technology. But outside of its urban centers, and sometimes even within them, it can be tough to access the internet. The country lags in building the fiber optic cables that form much of the internet's current infrastructure. That's why the government there is considering grants to help households cover the cost of setting up high-speed wireless internet services. The move could give a boost to Elon Musk's satellite internet venture, Starlink. Our Germany correspondent Boyan Penchevsky will join us with more after these headlines. For more than a decade, companies have used secretive arbitration proceedings to force employees and customers to resolve disputes outside the traditional court system. But Amazon is bucking that trend. With no announcement, the e-commerce giant recently changed its terms of service to allow customers to file lawsuits. And our legal reporter, Sarah Randazzo, says customers are already taking advantage.
Yeah, so since they changed their arbitration clause, they already have a proposed class action filed against them over the Alexa-powered Echo devices. And these were claims saying that the devices recorded people without their permission. And so people had filed tens of thousands of arbitration claims over that issue. And now that they don't have to be in arbitration, we're already seeing a proposed class action around those, as well as some other class actions involving some antitrust claims.
Amazon says customers can choose to not have Echo save its recordings. As for the move away from arbitration, Sarah says it's not clear why Amazon decided to make the change.
The company wouldn't elaborate on their reasoning to us, but you know, it could be that they decided that the fees and expenses involved in handling tens of thousands of arbitration claims ended up being more of a burden than just dealing with class actions. We don't really know for sure, though. Most companies have still made the calculus that even if they're facing a ton of arbitration claims and have to pay all these filing fees, they'd rather do that than deal with open court. But Amazon decided, you know, just forget the whole thing and we'll just deal with the court system.
And securities regulators told Tesla that its CEO Elon Musk had violated a court-ordered policy requiring his tweets to be pre-approved by company lawyers. Records obtained by the Wall Street Journal show that in correspondence sent to Tesla in 2019 and 2020, the Securities and Exchange Commission said that tweets Musk wrote about Tesla's solar roof production volumes and its stock price hadn't undergone the required pre-approval. The SEC accused Tesla of, quote, abdicating the duties required of it by the court's order. Tesla, Musk, and the SEC didn't respond to requests for comment. Speaking of Musk, one of his other projects, Starlink, could get a boost in Germany as the country considers covering the cost of setup for wireless internet services. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Athena Health, creator of innovative electronic medical record, revenue cycle, patient engagement, care coordination, and population health services for medical practices and health systems. Some healthcare IT companies have just begun to move toward connected systems. Athena Health started there. See how their unparalleled nationwide network of providers enables the insights that drive better clinical and financial outcomes. Learn more at athenahealth.com.
Satellite internet and other kinds of high-speed internet service can be pricey. Before you can start using it, there's an upfront cost for all the special hardware it requires. Now, Germany is working on a program that could pay out a total of $120 million to cover those costs for its citizens. The initiative would be a boon for high-speed internet providers like Starlink, the satellite internet venture from Elon Musk. For more on this, I'm joined now by our Germany correspondent, Boyan Penchevsky. Hey, Boyan, thanks for being here.
Hey, Amanda, thanks for having me.
Okay, so first things first, I wonder if you could start by explaining this problem of internet access in Germany for us. Really, why are they considering these subsidies in the first place?
Yeah, you see, it's a very unusual thing that's going on around here, because Germany is Europe's biggest economy, and it's a technologically very developed nation, a very industrialized nation, famous for its various industries, not least the car industry. But however, they've been struggling for whatever reason to provide fast internet to the whole of the population. I mean, part of the reason is because investment hasn't been done into the actual sort of hard infrastructure of the ground networks required to bring the cables to households. And because Germany kind of missed out on that, now they're trying to sort of leap over that phase of internet access and just provide wireless internet, be it from satellites or later from 5G or from other sort of wireless technologies. And in order to achieve that, in order to connect more people to a decent internet source, they are now considering or will be going ahead with subsidies for satellite internet.
And can you sort of connect the dots for us there? Why satellite internet?
Essentially, what they're looking at is they want to subsidize the purchase of the hardware required for households to receive satellite internet. Now, the way it works is that satellite internet providers such as Starlink, Elon Musk's Starlink, that's one of the sort of bigger players in that market, companies, what they do is they beam internet from their satellites directly into households. In order to receive that, you have to have a small satellite dish, you have to have a sort of a power unit, and you have to have a kind of a router adapter. And all that costs around 500 euros in Germany. And the government is basically minded to cover the cost for that one-off hardware purchase in order to enable everyone who's eligible to get on the internet via this satellite link. So in a nutshell, that's the program. I mean, there is also a more complicated scheme which will extend subsidies to people who want to connect via what they call radio relay internet or fixed wireless, which involves kind of a big antennas, base stations, beaming internet via microwaves to households. And for that, you need a bit more complex technology, and that would be more expensive. So for that, people will get grants of up to 10,000 euros. But it's unclear how many providers actually offer that service and how many people will be eligible. So I think that this scheme is predominantly meant for people who would like to use services such as those provided by Elon Musk's Starlink.
And what is it about Starlink that makes it such a leader here?
Yeah, well, you see, Elon Musk's Starlink is, I think, a global market leader. And from what I gather, the main reason for that is because they're the only company that has their own launching systems, including these rockets that we see and the satellites, which are operated by SpaceX. That's another company owned or founded by Elon Musk. And essentially, unlike the rivals in this game, Musk can essentially launch his own satellites whenever he wishes to. And in that sense, he's got a huge advantage over other firms competing in that space. So essentially, I think they've launched around 1,500 satellites now, which is more than any competitor. And ultimately, they aim to launch about another 12,000. So that's a huge satellite fleet, which will be orbiting the Earth in what is known as the lower orbit, and eventually will be providing, they say, excellent and very fast internet service to whoever wants to have it. Now, that service is up and running in various places already. I mean, in the United States, notably, I think the Wall Street Journal has reported that some people in rural areas are getting Starlink. They have mixed experiences, but a lot of them are actually quite happy because otherwise they wouldn't get decent internet where they live.
Yeah, and it seems like this could be an opportunity for Starlink to gain quite a lot of customers. But I think also worth noting here, Starlink is technically still in a testing phase. It's still in beta. And yet this is Germany potentially making a big investment in its technology. What does this tell us about this problem and the attitude that Germany is taking towards it?
Well, essentially, consecutive governments led by Chancellor Angela Merkel have been promising to fix this issue because it's somewhat a matter of embarrassment in Germany. You know, this country that invented the car, the automobile, this country that's famous for its industry, famous for its electronics, famous for being a sort of a science nation and a technology nation, that their internet is really rubbish. I mean, I can tell you at our office in Berlin, where the Wall Street Journal resides in the German capital, internet's not great. We have a pretty decent provider. Our office is very, very close. It's a sort of, I can see Angela Merkel's office from my window. But, you know, so it's a little bit of an embarrassing issue for politicians in Germany, and they've been trying really hard to fix the problem. But the issue is that you need gigantic investment to install the fiber cables across the country. And providers such as Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, and others have been reluctant to make these ginormous investments. And I think the government has been struggling with ways how to help them do it. So essentially, they see this as a kind of a way to leap over that phase and to kind of provide a quick fix to sort of angry voters who don't really have good internet, even after years and years of the government telling them that something will be done about it. And also the other thing you have to know is that we have an election in Germany in September, federal parliamentary election. So obviously politicians do care about how consumers feel about their internet at the moment. And also it does coincide with Starlink, with Elon Musk's company, being able to actually provide the service at scale. Starlink is saying that by the end of this year, they will have broad coverage of Germany. They already cover parts of Germany, so the service is already available in very many places in Germany. And I think this kind of neatly coincides with the election period. And it's a useful thing for politicians here to be able to attempt to shortcut the whole thing and provide a quick internet connection.
Yeah, and you know, not to mention the past year, I'm sure, has really upped the urgency for all this. So, Boyan, what happens next with these subsidies?
Exactly. So, well, at the moment, the federal government, which has presented this concept of subsidizing satellite internet, is negotiating with the state authorities about how much money they should put into this fund, into this subsidy budget, and who will actually be eligible for it. And once they've sort of hammered out their differences, and that's expected to happen within days or weeks perhaps, they hope to be able to kickstart the program, the subsidy program. And essentially, as of then, people who will be eligible, that means people who live in areas where the internet speed is pretty low, they will be able to apply for this, and then the government will cover the one-off costs of purchasing the hardware, i.e. the satellite dish and everything that comes with it, that will enable them to connect to the satellite internet, beam down to Earth from satellites such as those operated by Elon Musk.
All right, that's our Germany correspondent, Boyan Penchevsky. Thanks, Boyan.
Thank you, Amanda.
That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.